In the Vatican, experts from 28 countries are attending a two-day conference focusing on the problems facing homeless people. The gathering has been organized by the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People and follows two previous meetings on related issues, one dealing with street children and the other dealing with women and prostitution. Well, the aim of this week's meeting is to share information on the phenomenon of the homeless and discuss new methods for helping these people who live on the margins of society. There are an estimated 1 billion people who do not have a fixed home, and all too often their plight is ignored or overlooked by the rest of the population. The Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People is Archbishop Agostino Marchetto, who spoke to Susie Hodges about why they decided to convene this conference.
We decided that we have to do an effort also in this, I think, very, very important aspect, because there are many, many people and we do not see them many times, but they are living in a very difficult condition.
Do you think there are many false stereotypes about the homeless and why they are homeless?
Yes, in fact, in my speech I mentioned this. Sometimes the first thing to be done is to overcome the stereotypes and to try to see that even the words we are using to identify them must be changed, because sometimes we have the risk that we do not see the persons, but we see the people identified with a certain name. So I think the first thing is, and it is difficult to give another name, but the first thing is to try to overcome stereotypes and to go to the person. They are persons like us, even in situations which are not very human.
Do you think in most countries it's more often adults that are homeless, or is it actually quite evenly divided between adults and children?
Yes, I don't think I am able to give an exact answer to this question, because it depends from different countries. But in any case, during our Congress for the Children of the Street, we said there are 100 million children living in the road. So I think it is a very big number.
Many people who live on the streets actually don't want to leave the streets, do they? Would you say that that is quite a large minority of the people?
It is difficult to answer, but we also mentioned this fact, that it is not easy for the people to go out of this circle. Many have found a certain kind of companionship. They have friends. They have a certain way of doing and living. And for many, it is not desirable to go out. And sometimes we cannot...
You cannot force them.
Yes, oblige them, yeah, or you cannot force. We must combine freedom and convictions. I mean, we must be near to them and respect them in their choice.
One of the participants at the conference was Emilia James, director of a Jesuit-sponsored rehabilitation center for homeless children in the Zimbabwean capital, Harare. Zimbabwe is in the throes of a severe economic crisis with hyperinflation and chronic food and fuel shortages. She told Hodges the situation is getting worse by the day, but she and others in the church are trying to provide people with hope.
As much as it is a national phenomenon, this economic crisis, I have to say that there are a lot of, you know, local initiatives. We always are challenged as Zimbabweans to say this is a Zimbabwean problem. Yes, it's difficult economically, prices are escalating, etc. It is difficult, but, well, we believe, you know, with God on our side, we're Christian-based organizations. I can say we are struggling, but we'll definitely get there. There isn't a day which goes without us having food on the table for the children, as much as it is tough for us.
But presumably there's many more children that you could help, but you simply are not able to. So what happens to these children?
There are a number of organizations which also cater different services. Like ours, we are a rehabilitation center. They come and stay for us for a period of months. And there are others who also offer drop-in services. And there are others who also, even including ourselves, when we've reunited or reintegrated these children, we sort of do not dump them like that, but we keep on supporting them by linking them to ongoing support systems. So there are also a number of church organizations, individuals who help in their own way.
But do you have any idea of, say, in Harare, how many children there are living on the street?
Data from the Central Statistical Office highlights that there are around 10,000. But as I told you earlier, that at times official figures may not be reflecting exactly what is going on because of their mobility aspect. So that is the figure that I can give you. And also to reiterate once more on the fact that they are also increasing on a daily basis.
Are there also many adults living on the street now?
Yes, they are. There is a sad trend. Like myself, for example, I've been involved in working with the marginalized or stripped children for the past 14 years. And it's so sad to find some of them, you know, graduating to become street adults. So they are there.
How would you describe, though, the morale of the Zimbabwe people? Because, I mean, your country is going through a singularly difficult time.
It's mixed. For others, the others are quite okay. And others, you know, are living below the poverty line, of which I believe each and every, you know, country has such people. And in terms of the morale, I can say as much as, you know, things won't be, you know, going all that well for the majority, but it's also a matter of utilizing that which is there, pulling resources together and making things work, you know, for the better of everyone. Because to me, if people always sit down, you know, and always complain, things are bad, without trying to do something, you know, to get oneself out of that situation, you actually get yourself more depressed. So it's also a matter of trying to find opportunities when things are really tough like that. So as much as morale is really down, but I can also say people are really trying to motivate each other. Like, for example, the church is also trying to motivate even the marginalized that we work for, to say even if things are tough or difficult like this, but there are other people who are there for you, who are really thinking about you.
Amelia James is director of a Jesuit-sponsored rehabilitation center for homeless children in Harare, Zimbabwe. And earlier, we heard from the Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants, Archbishop Agostino Marchetto.